Sharpologist.com.
Have no fear. The first cast of 2019 is finally here. Wet Shaving Talk Podcast. You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Brilliant. Today is January 7th, 2019. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast here with that special intro. We have a little bit of a different type of show for you today. First off, we'll talk about the new year. That's right, Happy New Year. As this is our now going into our fourth year of podcasting. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We started in 2015 and we're going to keep going till through 2019. So I'm really excited for this year. So excited that I wanted to talk about stuff to look out for in 2019. Products and production will be the first series of this part. Of the podcast, and the reason why we're talking about this is because every year there seems to be trends with products, and people end up going from buying one type of thing to another, and I wanted to take a little time to discuss, see if we can predict the future, put it that way. All right, so we're trying to predict what's going to happen in 2019 with trends and stuff, so you would be on top of it, knowing this going into the year. Now, collectors, guys who are snipers on eBay, you might hate me for this, but you know what? We got to keep this podcast cool, right? And we got to be honest. And also, this is stuff that I do every year anyway. I kind of take a look at what the market did last year, and it is almost like the stock market, guys. To be completely honest with you, just taking a look at what happened last year, what's going to happen this year, and I know there's going to be some changes every year. There's a different type of item. There's either a brush maker that's really hot and heavy, and that becomes like huge, or goes down. Like to where nobody even knows they're there anymore, or just becomes a common occurrence. So that's just something I wanted to talk about just to start off the new year. It's a two-part series. We're going to do new stuff this week, and what we're going to do, new straight razors, new safety razors, and new brushes for this week. And then the next podcast, we're going to do software, soaps, and stuff like that, and vintage apparel. And also, something that has been covered a lot in wet shaving, I haven't covered it, but I've been actually researching a lot about it recently over the Christmas time break when I was taking some time off. I read a lot about after Christmas recently. I did take some time off and I wanted to read a little bit more about BermaShave. So that's hence the intro. BermaShave is something that was really big in this country from the 20s, late 20s to about the early 60s. And it's just something I wanted to talk about and research a little bit more. I actually found out a lot about it, and we'll be sharing with it in the next couple of episodes. We'll be sharing more about it. So, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. First off, everyone, I want to take a moment to wish each and every one of you a happy new year. 2018 was the best year for the podcast to date, and I think 2019 is going to be even better. You know, I think it was great. Successful year. We had the most downloads ever. I made a lot of new friends. I had the most emails ever, I can tell you that. It was great. I really had a great time in 2018, and it's hard to beat that. So 2019 is going to be even better, because I'm going to dedicate my time and myself to actually researching and finding more stuff that hasn't been covered, or has been covered and hasn't been covered properly, or vice versa, right? You know, I was listening to Rick's podcast over there, Brush Soap and Blade, and he hasn't done a show since November, and he came to a conclusion to where he's basically out of stuff to talk about. And yeah, I can see how that happens. Excuse me. I think time after time we get to the point where it's like, okay, I've tried everything, I've done everything, I've talked about everything, there's no more to talk about. I think we've all been at that point when it comes to wet shaving. Hey, I got every kind of brush, especially for, you know, there's probably about 200 or 300, maybe even 1,000 guys out there that buy everything, right? They buy every new thing and everything, and their rush is buying stuff in order to have that mail call and show it online and talk about it, right? Buying new items. And sometimes you get to a point where, like, dude, I just bought everything. I cannot buy another thing. There's nothing out there that I've tried. I got to that point last year to where I've had basically, you know, I've tried a lot of brushes, I've tried a lot of razors, I've talked a lot about things, what am I going to do now? But that's when you start really digging And there's a lot to talk about. There is a lot of wet shaving that hasn't been covered and needs to be covered. And, well, that's what gives podcasts and article writing and all that good stuff and all these websites stuff to do, because there is so much out there and new stuff coming out. So if you get to that point in wet shaving to where you're like, okay, I'm done. I can't buy anymore. I'm kind of getting tired of it. I don't want to listen to podcasts anymore. I don't want to buy soaps anymore. I'm not really into it. You've reached that point where, okay, you're done. As long as you're still enjoying what you have, even if you minimize your collection to one razor and one soap, as long as you've learned something and you've enjoyed the actual journey, you're good, I think. And you'll come back to it. I guarantee you, one day you'll go right on the computer or on your phone, start researching and Googling stuff and finding out, and then pretty soon you're buying new soap again. All right? Happens to everybody, so don't be worried. I think it happens a lot for New Year's, because everybody's like, once they start looking at their collection, New Year's resolutions, like, I'm not going to buy any wet shaving stuff, right? I can bet you right now that there are a lot of people listening right now that are saying, yep, that's what I said. I'm not buying any more stuff. I got 500 soaps. I got 40 brushes. I have 25 razors or whatever. I'm done. And that's good and all. Let's see how long you last, because I said that thing too, and I've lasted already 7 days. I haven't bought anything this year, right? I don't plan on buying anything for a while, because I am good. I have enough stuff to use probably for the rest of my life and my kid's life, my unborn son that's going to be here soon. So I don't think I need to buy any more either, but you never know. So long story short, guys, welcome to 2019. It's going to be a great year. And well, that's basically it. I'm really looking forward to 2019, and I can't wait to go over, keep talking wet shaving with you all. So thank you very much for a successful 2018, and let's get on with the show again. All right, guys, so stuff to look for 2019. So every year there's different trends to dictate the market for popularity, collectability, overall interest. So my predictions that will be for 2019 are here. I'm going to refer back to the last show of this year and see if this held true. All right, so we'll see what's going to be hot and what. I won't talk about what's not until next year, until the third show. But let's talk about what's popular right now. All right, for shaving brushes, Declaration Brushworks. If you're unaware of Declaration Brushes, they are a brush that's on L&L Grooming's former site. You know, they switched to Declaration. These brushes have been out for a couple of years. And let me tell you, last year, they're starting to get really popular. How do I mean popular? I mean that they're selling out in like 10 seconds. And I went online just today and found, what was it, like 8 or 9 want ads in like several forms. Oh, I'm sorry. I recorded them. There's 18 want to buy ads. I was just looking at Facebook for the whole thing. For the Google search, 18 want to buy ads just now in all the forums and Facebook. So that's just telling you that this is an actual desirable brush, and everybody's going crazy over it. I can see the value of these going up huge from last year. Currently, they go for about $220, $230. They start around that, brand new. They've been selling recently $300, $350. I can see them going up to $500, $600 at the end of this year. So Declaration is run by one man, Scott, and he hand ties the knots in the USA. So every knot is hand tied. It's a process to where you take the actual badger hair itself, right, and then tie it up and then set it in the handle. He does every single one of them himself, and most of the handles either turns or has an artisan turn for them as well. So Declaration Brushworks, huge right now in the market. 18 want to buy ads. I'm sorry, I thought it was only 8 or 9. That was just Facebook. When I looked at my notes here, it was 18 total, all forms. Everybody wants one of these brushes. There's different batches, so if you can find one, it's around batch 1. A lot of people, I saw a couple want to buy ads for batch 1. I'll be prepared to pay about $1,200, $1,500 for that brush. That's the first batch he made. It was very limited. It was when he was just starting out. If you are looking all the way up to batch 7, which are the new ones. All right, so next would be the Varlet Shaving Brush Company. And the popularity of this brush has actually gone up higher than anything I've seen lately. In the past few months, several months. Very limited production and very positive reviews put Varlet right up there on the top of the list in desirability and collectability. Another brush that's fully made in the USA. It's another that's made by Soul Craftsman, and the knots are all hand-tied in the handle, just like or hand-tied, period, with loose badger hair here in the USA as well by one craftsman's name is Aldo. I just recently got with Aldo, and I'm working with him on doing a kind of like a dedication series to him, to his company, and Scott as well. What I do is with those dedication series is I kind of like to preserve the actual company for future generations. You know, I've done it with a couple razors and stuff like that. Why am I doing that? It's because I could tell you right now, when I was researching or trying to find stuff about Gillette, it's very hard because everything's hearsay. Everything's, oh, it might have been like that. Nobody knows anything. Nobody kept any records. So it's a little tough to find out. When you have something in print that's on the internet, okay, Varlet Shaving Company or Declaration Brushes, and you can talk about, you know, what was done, how this was done, and, you know, what started the company, who the actual people, and interview them, then it kind of gets preserved. So the future generations in 50 years or 100 years can look back upon it and say, oh, I found this brush in an antique shop. What's all about it? And they'll actually have something to look forward, no, to read about. So Varlet, I do have one of the Varlets. I have one of the early Varlets when it first came out. Beautiful brush, great knots, and I do have a Declaration brush as well. I'm very impressed with them. They're great items, so if you do get a chance to get one, try not to overpay too much for them. Varlet hasn't had a release in the last since probably, I want to say, September. And it's very limited too, so just make sure you're checking and emailing and all that stuff as constant as possible to find out when the next release is if you're interested in one of those brushes. Next on the list will be Black Eagle Shaving. Now, this is a very small company. It's so small they do not even have a website. All right, you can make all your inquiries for the South African artisan via Facebook. These brushes are all made in South Africa. So if you're in the U.S. or anywhere else, they will take, you know, some time to ship in there. It's a little costly to ship. But production is getting to be limited. And is more, but it's more than the competitor. So he does make more brushes than the first two that we talked about. And he's starting to hand ties on knots. So the hit or miss with the hand tying of the knots, there's some special edition ones. These are still readily available if you send them a message on Facebook. But not for much longer, I don't think. I think this is going to be the artisan that everybody's going to be looking for this year, to be honest. I think the other two we've already known have been pretty busy. Black Eagle Shaving has been kind of new. He's coming out with some really nice brushes, and the hand-tied knot thing is a big deal. I'm going to be honest. It's a big deal in the wet shaving world because, and we'll talk about at the end of the segment a little bit more about brushes, why, what we're looking at for now in collecting and what we did before, you know, for generations before with brushes. Very limited production, guys. You got to message him on Facebook or see when there's releases. No website yet. Black Eagle Shaving. Remember, it is out of South Africa, so shipping is pretty, takes a long time from there, and it's also a little bit expensive. So just prepare to put that in your budget if you see the brush selling like $150, $160. You know, plan on adding about another $20 to it for shipping. And finally, Wiborg Shaving Company. This brush has been on that list for a long time, guys. It's been very popular. Very hard to find. And right now, I think the waiting list is probably, I don't know, probably thousands of people. Who knows? So Wiborg, they bring out the most money in auction. I mean, just 2 days ago, one sold for $700, and it wasn't even that good. It was like one of the older ones or wasn't with the fancy wooden box. It just wasn't, it really wasn't a very desirable brush to get. It wouldn't if I would get it. But it sold for $700 in minutes on a raffle, so I could tell you that it's just going to keep going up with Borgs. If you want one, you're going to end up paying for one, unless you can get one direct from the source. Releases are seldom, but they do occur, so be on the lookout. And right now, I know of guys that sent emails 3 years ago that are now getting their brushes, and are now getting response, and so he's about 3 years in the hole right now, or with his waiting list. So just be patient. I sent an email 2 years ago, so hopefully I get one soon. And I'll let you know, I still have yet to own a Wiborg, but the White Badger knot's been very popular, and the styles and stuff have been replicated by other brush makers if you take a look. A lot of them started at Wiborg. So check it out, guys. Wiborg Shaving. Like I said, be on the lookout. They do have releases here and there, very few, very seldom. So another thing about brushes is, you know, stuff that were in the past, like I'm talking 50, 60 years ago to 100 years ago maybe, it was all about the handle. And today it's all about the knot. You hear more people talk about knot, hand-tied knots, larger diameter knots, different types of hair knots, all that stuff, right? It's more about the knot today. That's what I was talking about prior than it was. And then prior, in the early part of the last century, up until probably about the 1950s, 60s, it's all about the handle. Nobody really cared too much about the knot. You notice the knots all look the same. Boar knot, badger knot, they really weren't that great. They weren't that large diameter here and there, but not so much. So we're going to talk about more about shaving knots in the future here in the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to actually have a breakdown so you can see each type of quality level and have it just kind of like easy to understand and read. We'll talk about that soon too. That's something that's going to be part of 2019. All right, guys, let's move right along. Safety razors. We're going to talk about brand new safety razors, right? New from a new production standpoint. We then will talk about vintage ones. Maybe in the next week. No, we will talk about in the next week about vintage trends and stuff because they are a little bit different. So first off, safety razor that watch out for, it's Wolfman. I know we talk a lot about Wolfman razors. They are still very popular and I think still going to be popular for 2019. I have a feeling though it's going to start dropping out about halfway through the year. I'm going to be completely honest. I think with the trend of the last 3 years of this razor being insane, to find there are a lot more of them out there. I have noticed that the price of these have gone down a little bit, but with the introduction of the WR2, which is kind of like the BBS1 styling and design, similar design, and now with more customized options like hollow handles, different blade, gaps for the WR2, ability to have an open comb or a dual comb, the customized process of Wolfman is awesome. I mean, the razors are awesome. Everything's spot on. Tolerances are awesome. Everything's good about them. They sell out in seconds on the site as well when there's releases. I mean, we're talking 10 seconds, they're gone. But production has seemed to slow down. And that's because James is now split from making razors in advance to making them by piece, meaning you order it, you make it. Because it's so customized now. He makes each head, he makes each handle to order. So recently a couple guys have bought them. It took them 3 weeks to get their razor from the usual 1 week. So we're looking about, maybe cutting production back. As of right now, it looks like he cut his production probably in half, if not a third. He knocked off a third of it, unless he's doing more razors per release. Because I talked to a friend, took him about 3 weeks to get a razor, and it came and it was perfect. So it was exactly what he wanted. And that's what happens with the more the customization of products. So you're truly getting what you want when you order directly from Wolfman. Now, in the secondary market, they're still high. I think you'd still probably go about 50% more when you buy one. But I don't think it's going to be as crazy as it has been. So be on the lookout. We'll see what happens with Wolfman this year. I don't see them slowing down with popularity. So I still think it's going to be pretty big. And right now, it's still the hottest thing, third year in a row. And when it comes to safety razors, everybody wants one. So be on the lookout, try one. If you do get one, take your time with ordering it because it may be a while before you can get back on that list. And also, if you're unaware of what Wolfman razors are, they're based out of Canada and they're made solely by James, who is a journeyman machinist, and they've been on the wish list of many for years. Next in line for safety razors, I would say, would be Charcoal Goods. Charcoal Goods had to close down their wait list because I'm taking people on the wait list because it was too high, right? It's made by a single artisan in the USA, and they use mostly brass and copper as their material. The reason why I think Charcoal Goods is going to be really big is because they have version 2 coming out, and they're going to use stainless steel as well. And when that comes out, I think it's going to go crazy. So, if you haven't tried Charcoal Goods, sometimes they have stock online to where they have pre-made razors made and you can buy one. I've been fortunate. I have one and I was able to review. I bought one of the pre-made ones and my number actually came up on the list. And I was like, oh man, I'm on sabbatical. I can't buy it. I'm still on the fence of getting another one because I want to wait for that version 2. But I really enjoy they do shave well. The level 2 is awesome. It's like right, perfect, in between, great, not too aggressive, great, actual gap. It's an awesome razor. So that's what I think about safety razors. I think that, or non-adjustable safety razors, I think that they're going to be huge. I think these two really are going to be the big ones. Wolfman and Charcoal Goods. Be on the lookout for those. There are a couple other companies toying around with coming out, and I'm going to be on the lookout for them as well. All right, guys, and also in general, adjustable razors I think are going to be huge this year again. 2018, we saw several companies debut different adjustables, and I think we're going to see more for 2019. Currently, there's several in the works for certain companies, so be on the lookout for adjustable safety razors. It's the next big thing. You know, we finally got to see Rockwell's come out. We have quite a few. You know, the Rex came out last year. Around the year before that, it's been very popular. There's a lot of adjustable razors out there that are becoming the norm, and people are looking for them and getting them. Now, the resale value is nothing on them, really. You could basically buy it and sell it for what you got it for, but it's just the purchase pot, you know, the purchasing in general. There are more and more being purchased, and I see a lot of them on Shave of the Day. So be on the lookout for adjustable safety razors. All right, guys, we're going to talk about really one straight razor that's going to be big, and it's the Maestro Levy's straight razors. They're custom made in Italy, and the reason why I say this is because they have been selling out quicker, and I've been seeing more and more people talk about them, and the price has gone a little bit higher than they usually do. They start around 350 euros, depending on what version you get, all the way up to about 2,000 euros. It is totally custom. Totally handmade by Maestro, who's been making razors for years. He's the original custom safety razor maker. He does basically whatever you want and has some pre-made stock here and there. I predict Maestro's going to have a great year. Remember, he's getting a little bit older, so he might be looking at retiring soon. So now's the time to get one. I'm also got one of these on my wish list, too. I haven't owned one, and I'm like saying to myself, I need it. So check out Maestro Levy. His website's active. Everything's active. Nice guy. And beautiful artisan, does some great work. And he's basically like the original artisan for straight razors. Check it out. All right, guys, so tune in for part two of Stuff to Look For in 2019 as I'll discuss software, soap, cream, and aftershave. And also we'll discuss vintage apparel as well. So moving along, I know I'm going to go a little bit over my time today, but I don't think that usually anybody really minds. BurmaShave, right? In the beginning of the show, I kind of did like a little segment for this podcast, right, for BurmaShave, like it would be BurmaShave signs. So I've been really finding a big interest in BurmaShave, and I just can't get over it, like how much I've found on this something that hasn't been around in over 50 years, 60 years now, right? Almost 60 years these signs haven't been out, and this company's been gone. So BurmaShave is a company that they really were popular with the brushless shave cream, and instead of using like advertisements or giving away free product, they kind of did these road signs and some crazy jingles based on the road signs. And it was huge for probably about 40 years, right? From 1920s to the early 60s, there were literally thousands of these signs in around 45 to 47 states. And they used all those. I mean, if you're driving on Route 66 or one of those kind of those highways that are not really used before the interstates, so basically, to get around the country, you would see a lot of these signs, and everybody would look forward to it. You know, you'd have a few seconds in between it to see the punchline. So my favorite one is this. Shaving brushes, you'll soon see them on the shelf in some museum, BurmaShave. That was my favorite one I saw because, well, we haven't seen them in a museum yet. And that was just to advertise their brushless shaving cream, right? So believe it or not, there's still a few of them that weren't taken down. All right, now I just found that out. I have a video in here. I believe it's in Arizona, and there's a couple highways around the country where people are taking videos. And this is a recent video. This is a 2018 video. So check out that video if you're really interested in BurmaShave. If you live in one of these areas, I would really love to see some pictures of them, because I guess a couple of these signs or a couple of these slogan signs made it the last 60 years, and they've just been up and nobody's taking them down. So yeah, the video I'm sharing is a guy driving down the road, and he's just taking a look and seeing driving right by BurmaShave signs and talking them out, and there's a few of them. So it's really awesome to see that. So using the slogans and stuff where they're popular, where they advertise there, and they sold a lot of product and kind of went down under and started losing popularity in about the 1960s. Company was closed, sold, and then the American Safety Razor Company brought it back in 1997 for a little vintage, like a little throwback series. And they made soap and they made a brush and some cool mugs and stuff like that. So I have that set actually myself. And I was giving to it in my Secret Santa from the shave den. That's what kind of got me going again, because it's like the tin, the kit, and everything like that. It's really awesome to see that. I'm still looking for the soap. I got to get the soap. But I have two tubes of Burma Shave, vintage Burma Shave from probably the 1930s or something like that. I'm going to try it out. They're sealed and not used. I'm going to try one of them out and see how they work and do a review on it. And maybe I'll do like a little slogan for that too. So do you have a Burma Shave catch line? Send it to me and I'll share it on the show. Make it wet shaving or podcast related, anything you want. I'll share it on the show, and I have some giveaways coming up, so I'll send you like a t-shirt or something. I'm not too set on the survey. I don't have any of them here yet, but I have some companies sending me stuff to send out this year. So if you have a good Burma Shave catch line, send it to me and I'll share it on the show, and you'll win a prize as well. So joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you with looking for your information and stuff if you're the winner. Really looking forward to seeing some of these guys. So send me a Burma Shave catch line. Again, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. This is part one. I'm going to get more in detail and find out more about it and talk about it in future podcasts. All right, guys. So that's it for the show for this week. It's a little bit longer than usual. I had a lot of content to talk about. And, well, there's a lot more coming up, too. So first off, I want to say that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. Special thanks to Mark, Mantic59, and most of all, you guys. So don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com. There's going to be a lot more actual content for 2019 coming up here. My YouTube channel as well. And also check out Mantic's YouTube channel, because he'll be actually putting the podcast on YouTube as well. He tried that on the last show. It was very successful, I think. So we'll see if he keeps doing that as well. It's also, if you like, I mean, for me, I rather just download it off iTunes, but if you have YouTube and if you want to check that out as well, it has a couple pictures in there and stuff. The last show was done on YouTube as well, so take a look at that. It's awesome. Our next show will be the 21st of January, and until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye bye now.